Just a, one point which came up yesterday, that Zev sent me a email about afterwards. Just wanted to clarify. I was talking about the issue of the of Tarti the Sassi, which really was a side issue in the conversation yesterday, but I mentioned it. So I said that really to avoid Tarti the Sassi, a person should be davening Mincha before Shkia and Maariv after Tzeis. So he asked me, he was under the impression that if you daven Mincha before Shkia and Maariv after Shkia, that would solve the Tarti the Sassi problem. Zev, I'm addressing your question about the Tarti the Sassi. Is Tarti the Sassi defined with the Shkia being the cutoff line between Mincha and Maariv? Or is Tarti the Sassi defined by Seisa Kechavim? Not by... If you the Tarti the Sassi comes up in two places, or three places in Shulchan Aruch. He talks about it in Hilchos Mincha, in Reish Lamed Gimel, I think. And again in Reish Lamed Hey, which is Hilchos Maariv. And then again in Reish Samach Zayin, which is Tfilas Maariv and Shabbos. So in both Reish Lamed Gimel and Reish Lamed Hey, the Mishabura never seems to discuss Shkia being before Shkia being any benefit. There is a language of a Shulchan Aruch over there, which sounds like it's the issue of Shkia. But the Mishnah points out that the Shulchan Aruch sheet is like the Rebbeinu Tam, so Shkia there doesn't mean Shkia, it means Soif Shkia. So that's, but the Mishnah never comes along and says the whole language of the Shulchan Aruch with dealing with Hesek Chacham is the sheet is Rebbeinu Tam. But Lididan, if you hold it to grow, it would be different. He doesn't mention anything about that at all anywhere in the conversation. In Hilchos Shabbos, in Reish Samach Zayin, you know, I have a Mishnah Berurah Gimel here. So the Mishnah Berurah there says a lashon which indicates that the Shkia is somewhat of a help. So in Erev Shabbos. So the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch is betfilas amincha erev Shabbos. No, sorry. Beis makdimin li reis samach zayin to beis makdimin li spala arvis yosim mi b'moisachol. You could daven Maariv earlier on Friday night than the rest of the week. The Mishmura says that even if you're not daven Maariv normally by this man, you're allowed to daven early in erev Shabbos because since it's inyan b'moisim michol al kodesh. You're Mekabel Shabbos already, so you can consider it Laila the Gabi Tefila. But you should make sure you daven Mincha before Plag. It shouldn't be a Tarti the Sassi. Then he says, by Tzibur, you can be Mekel. Yes, sure, by Tzibur, you can be Mekel, the daven Maariv, mi b'yom, even though you daven Mincha after Plag. When you're lead, they enlist Mechazeh, Rakushum Yispalu Maariv, Okapon Beben Hashmoshes, Ubishas Adchak. So this leniency that you can have Mincha and Maariv in the same time unit, that because Tzibur is different, I'm only willing to be Mekel on it if at least you daven Maariv after Shkia. That's the Mishnah Berurah's lashon over there. So that sounds like he's saying Friday night, which I and it's a Tzibur, and there's this cheshbon you makabel Shabbos early, and the mice at the Tzibur, then I'm willing to say the difference between before Shkia and after Shkia. That's what Mishnah Berurah sounds like. But otherwise, on a Tuesday. Right. The fact that in the shul the daven mincha before shkia and Maariv after shkia doesn't play that much of a role. It seems to be for the Mishnah Berurah. So Zev had asked me that did he hear me right? I kept talking about that there's a Tarti Sassi even though you're daven Maariv after shkia and mincha before shkia. He wanted to make sure that he heard me right. So Zev, you did hear me right. Okay. So Siman Tov Lamed Beis. So that the bracha is said before you start the bedikah. The person forgot to make the bracha before he started the bedikah. So you can make the bracha any time during the bedikah as long as he's still holding in the middle of the bedikah. Now, if he finished all the bedikah without a bracha, he makes a bracha the next morning, b'shas bir, That's what he'll make the bracha then. Like any birchas and mitzvahs, you cannot be mafsik between the bracha and the mitzvah. So the person makes the bracha, then he starts the bedikah. He cannot talk in between. Now, what about, say, his bedikah, very frum, and he does a very frum bedikah. It takes him a long time, a few hours. He's checking every single nook and cranny and crevice in his palatial home, right? He shouldn't speak, preferably he shouldn't speak throughout the whole bedikah, any type of conversation which is not bedikah related. This way he won't get distracted from what he's doing. He starts having a conversation about something else, he's not going to focus on the bedikah and do the bedikah well. He's keeping quiet. The only type of conversation that he's having is bedikah related, so it's not going to distract him. Which means it sounds like in the Shulchan Aruch, with regards to hilchos, birchos, and mitzvahs, it's not a problem of a hafsek. The same way a person makes a moitzi and he starts eating the meal, he doesn't have to keep quiet the rest of the meal. What do you mean? You made a bracha on your food. You can't talk between the bracha and the food. You can't talk between the bracha and the beginning of the food. But once your bracha has been chal on something, you're allowed to. So that's all one long hampshire. You're allowed to talk during the period. So theoretically, a person should be able to talk during the bedikah. This is different, possibly, than other mitzvahs. So, let's say a person makes a bracha for tefillas kelim. So over there, it's not one mitzvah for tefillas kelim. Each kli is its own separate mitzvah. But there's halacha that you can make a one bracha before multiple kelim, and the bracha goes in all the kelim. So over there, you should not talk in between each kli. The Pesachim do not talk about Tefillas Kelim directly. They talk about it by Shechita. So a Shechit is shechting birds. So he shechts multiple birds in one after the other with one bracha. He should not talk between each bird, because over there, each bird is a separate mitzvah. The bracha has to be chal on each bird separately. Over here, there's one. Your mitzvah is a dubedika on your property. So that's like a beginning of a meal. But this is by the Shechita, it's not the beginning of a meal. It's many, many meals, one after the other, which you want to use the same bracha for all of them. That's a little bit of a different concept than over here and by the meal. But over here by the meal, it sounds like really mikra din, you'd be allowed to talk. Shachadar's lashon is v'toiv, but it's appropriate not to talk because of the concern of being distracted. Okay. Zok and Shavura, the Sivkot and Aleph. Correct, yes. So you want to make the bracha before you do the mitzvah, like any mitzvah. Yivorech, base. The Yeshem and the Toiv, the Yidiyot of Mikodim, of Hurak, Mishim, the Kiyas. There's no halacha requirement of Matil Shidayim before Tefillah, Chazar Machayah, that you should wash your hands. So that applies, the Shulchan Aruch says it applies to Mincha and Marv as well. There's no din, mikra din, that you have to wash your hands before you do bedikah. But like any time that before you do a mitzvah, it's preferable that you should make sure that your hands are clean. Stam yadayim for bracha are considered clean. Well, what does dirty mean? If you touch parts of your body which should be mechusa, you'd have to wash your hands. Yeah. Right. And wash your hands doesn't mean with a kais. It means you clean your hands off. Okay. Albir chametz. Now, so see, the bracha is albir chametz. That's a very interesting bracha. The actual beer you're going to be doing the following day at 11 o'clock in the morning, 10 o'clock in the morning, whatever. So while you make the bracha of albir chametz the night before, the actual beer takes place the following day. But the point is the bedikah is considered, the beer is not a valid beer you're not giving a mitzvah removing your chametz through beer alone, unless you've done a bedika and then the beer. So therefore, it comes out, habi me'ena beer. This is all part of the beer process. Therefore, the bracha for the beer, this is the beginning of the beer process. Of ein revorchan al bedikas chametz. So okay, I understand the bracha of beer chametz works, but wouldn't the bracha of bedikas chametz make more sense? He says no. The ein zesoyv mitzvah. So you, because the mitzvah isn't bedika, the mitzvah is bedika which leads to a beer. So saying bedika would sound like the bedika is its own mitzvah on its own. The bedika is just an integral part of the beer process. Okay, we got men revorchan al beer bittul chametz ki b'shikar bittul tol belev. Okay, now after bedika you do bittul. Now bittul is its own freestanding mitzvah. You can mekayim the minarais, like I said before, you can mekayim the mitzvah of removing chametz either through bedika beer, the bedika beer combination, or through bittul. Because also we want you to do both. But I'm doing the bittul. It's a valid mitzvah deraisa. I haven't done beer yet. It's a valid mitzvah deraisa, and mitzvah rabbanan for sure machiyev. So why don't we make a bracha on bittul? So the rishonim say that there's multiple answers to this question. But one answer which the rishonim give, maybe this is a Rashba. It's a Ran. I think he says because. Bittul, the eager point of bittul is not the act of saying the words of bittul. I mean, the eager point is the attitude that you have towards the thing. A person would say bittul from today till tomorrow, and he's thinking gishmaka whiskey. The bittul doesn't work. It says it's not the words. In many areas of halacha, words are, the main thing is the words. Kavana, the thought process is a cherry on top. It's the icing on the cake. A person makes a transaction with somebody, he says words. So if I wasn't thinking that, I don't care what you were thinking, you made a transaction, you said the words. A person says Shema, but he wasn't thinking the words of Shema. Meeker then, in most scenarios, you're going to be Yotze, right? But by Bittul, the main thing is, Bittul, the idea of nullifying, it's not an act of Hefker, it's not a deeper concept. It's more that the Torah said, if you relate to this item as if it's garnished, you're not over the issue of having Chometz, because by you, it's not really Chometz. So that really depends on what you're thinking, not what you're saying. We don't find Chazal made a bracha on Dvarim Shebelev, things which are taking place in the person's thought process. Okay, now, now, this interesting question, so what we're saying is, even though I'm doing a maisa, but since the main thing is not the maisa, it's the thought, I can't make a bracha. I can make a bracha on deeper, and I'm doing deeper. We're saying that since the main thing is not the deeper, it's the thought, you don't make a bracha on it. Hafrashas Tshuma, we paskin, Hafrashas Tshuma works belief. A person will designate in his heart which part is of this pile over here is Tshuma, it's valid. But the maisa, we normally do a Hafrashas Tshuma through a declaration bepeh or with a mice. You make a bracha on a fresh struma. So this is the chardim gets much over. Then the pshat is that you're actually changing the item. There's a chalois, a status which takes place on this item through your mice. You change this into truma. You know you could do it belave. That's true, but now that you're doing a mice, you're actually doing something. But chometz, you don't change the chometz. You change in your mind your attitude towards the chometz. So you're not really doing anything at all. So that's why you don't make a breath. That's called the worship belief. Okay. In Berach, Levayer is Yotze. The more is the correct bracha al bir chometz or Levayer chometz. Like sometimes we make a bracha with the phrase al. Sometimes we make a bracha le. B'tzivonu lamol. B'tzivonu alamila. Right? So this question comes up in the Morim Pesachim in the first parak. What is the correct nusach? The Maisa we paskin that we make a bracha of al bir chametz, but if a person would say levayer, he'd be yotze. Okay. So if a person did not make the bracha at the beginning of the bedika, he can make the bracha anytime while he's still in the bedika process. Kolzman shalasiyim bedika. So kolzman shalasiyim mikri adayin oyver lasiyose. it's considered, the halacha is you only make birchas and mitzvahs prior to the mitzvah. It is prior to the mitzvah. It's prior to the last part of the mitzvah. So it's called prior to the mitzvah. Mikarsima b'dika. If, however, he already finished all b'dika and he realized he didn't make a bracha, lo yivarach akshav, he shouldn't make a bracha afterwards. El yivarach l'morcha b'shas ha'sveifas. Then he makes a bracha when he burns the chametz. Domavarchem al-bir chametz. I mean, it is an appropriate bracha to say the following day when you burn the chametz. Now you're going to ask me, Kasha, Bishlam, if you didn't do bittul the night before, I have mitzvah deraisa to do beer. But now that I did bittul the night before, so I really don't have to do beer. Well, that's not true. Even though I'm deraisa, you don't have to. Chazal or mechayev you. Mechayev l'sar for mitkanas chomet. Okay, so that's point number one. Point number two is that the language of the bittul that we say by night and the bittul which we say by day are not the same. By night, we only say a bittul on any chametz which we did not find. Bittul by day, we say even on the chametz that we did find. So it comes out that the bittul of the night before left a gap in its bittul. The bittul of the morning is going to close that gap. So when I do the beer and then the bittul, I'm addressing my chametz more fully than I did before. Therefore, making bracha l'beer chametz on the beer and the bittul together is a valid option. The hazar omer al kol chamir d'loy chazite v'chametz shiro al bittul. They disagree with this whole thought process, and that you can make a bracha. B'shas beer is not true. The bracha is on the bedika. According to them, there's no bracha when you do beer. So if you want to make a bracha by beer, you'd have to say it without the shem of malchus. If a person wants to make a bracha, that is the ikar psak that he can make a bracha. It's not called some brachas lahakal. The Shulchan Aruch is soisim, if I recall correctly. If a person finds chametz during Pesach and he burns it, so he makes a bracha al bir chametz, according to the Shulchan Aruch. So you see, he holds that you make a bracha b'shas beer, because apparently the bedika wasn't effective for this item. Hurrah, you didn't find it. That's why it's still there. If a person would make something, he would allow a dough to, let's say mistakenly, to become chametz. Now he has to destroy it. So the bedika and the beer beforehand was irrelevant to this because it wasn't chametz yet. A person buys chametz and Pesach. So all these scenarios, he then destroys it, so he makes a bracha, Shulchan Aruch makes a bracha about bir chametz, so he's not going like this opinion, that the bracha is only b'shas b'dikum. Okay, v'yizor shal yadaber, b'diyavad imsoch b'dvarim shein tzarcha b'dika. Now he's talking about, do not speak between the b'dika, the bracha, and the beginning of the b'dika. So if a person would speak during that gap, so that's a hefsek between the bracha and the mitzvah. So if he speaks about something which is relevant to the bedikah, it's not a hefsek. It's like the halacha of a person makes a bracha on food and realizes that he needs to address something about eating. So that's not this eating that he's doing, that's part of the tzarech of the achila. But if it's not tzarech of bedikah, it could be a hefsek. So you have to yachzi baruch. You have to make a new bracha. The hefsek being a bracha la mitzvah, because that's a hefsek in the bracha la mitzvah, which would invalidate the bracha. Okay. Now, but for toiv, once he started the bedika, it's not mikra adim, but it's an appropriate thing to do. If a person did speak, he doesn't have to make a new bracha. Because the bedikah has started, so the bracha has taken effect, as it were, on the mitzvah, so There's no need to make a new bracha. But the Ram Shem Sarcha Bedika Gamachil Yuchal Labra Shazain Choshev Hepsakla. And whereas between the bracha and the mitzvah, or the bracha and the chila, speaking in between the tzarech of the mitzvah or the bracha is not like a chila. Like one person told me that he, I think I mentioned this once, that there's a halacha that a person wants to have salt on his bread. He says on mitzvah he can ask for the salt. It's not a hefsek. So he, l'chadchila, b'davka, leaves the salt off. This way he can show the halacha that you're allowed to be mafsik. I said, that's very nice. But the Shulchan Aruch's lashon is, if you spoke b'diavad, it's not a hafzik. You shouldn't do it l'chadchila. It's not l'chadchila dekadin. Right? But over here, once the dika process has started, something which is tzarcha b'dika is part of what you're supposed to talk about. It's l'chadchila mutter. So I'm doing the b'dika, and I realize that I haven't check, this room is not as clean as we would like it to be, and there's a higher potential for some chametz being there. So I want to mark down on my pad to remember to clean out the room better, and maybe come back and search a little bit later on. That's tzarcha b'dika. So a person can tell somebody else to write it down for him. That'd be l'chad chilu. A person needs to tell somebody to go check a certain room, whatever the situation would be. Okay. So the bracha can work for multiple places. The person has his house and he has his place of work, and he has an office somewhere. So and he owns a restaurant. You know, so he has multiple places he needs to check. So one bracha will work on multiple places. Okay. The Balabais writes, if the Balabais wishes, he could gather other members of his household when he makes the bracha. They'll hear the bracha and answer amen. Each person will go and check a certain section. All with the one bracha the Balabais said. Okay. Zog to the Hagoa. Now, it's a new thought. Or some new thought. Okay. But Noigim Lahaniach Psisei Chomets B'makam Shiyim Seim Abaydik. There's a custom to put out pieces, small pieces of bread around the house to that when the Baydik is checking, he should be able to find those pieces. K'nei Shlo Yehi Brechasa Levatom. And the reason why this minhag was started is people were concerned that a person would do b'dika and not find anything. So it's a bracha l'batala. That's their thought process. So in order to prevent that from happening, they would put pieces around. It shouldn't be a bracha l'batala. We'll see Mr. Burr about it. This is the language of what the Rambam said. There's more to the story, I know. The intent of the bracha is not to destroy. The intent of the bracha is, if you find, you should destroy. Mishabur will talk about it even more at length. Okay, let's see Mishabur. Come about, Im Zion. Now, we might ask a question in certain areas of halacha, a person's in the middle of a meal. And he makes middle of eating something, and he makes a bracha in one place. Then he travels somewhere elsewhere. He needs a new bracha. The halicha of the travel between the place to the place constitutes a hefsek. So it got to be the bedika does not. That's not so. Comes the chayyadim and says, "Well, it depends. If there's multiple houses right next to each other, so he's not really leaving the area. That's not a hefsek." But Achayyadim Shekos of Deem Boydik base of a Chanusa, he's being Boydik his home and his store. A Chanus, Bechotzer Cheres, the Chanus, you would have to leave the Chotzer where you're situated. Many times people would have their store downstairs where they live, or the next apartment over. Same Chotzer. But if that's not true, he has to leave the Chotzer to go elsewhere. So then, it's Tzarech Lachzer Levarech. Then the halicha is considered a hefsek, like the Sharsim says in Sivkatan Hay. Time or dalicha kazoi havi hefsek. That there is halicha and there is halicha. So this type of halicha is yes considered a hefsek. Okay, that's the opinion of the Chayyotim. Zok the Mishnah Berurah. Omnam, Sazi Bechok Yosef, but my Mordech is a dietem, the Kulu Chara Mitzahi, Shkriv Leila Chulidu Kolomakam Shiesh Behem Chomets, Meshach Lormer Dalicha Havi Hefzik Mizet. So, Halicha is a Hefzik, when we look at it, as each action is a separate action. Over here, the Mitzah is to check everything you own and see if it has Chomets. So it's not a hefsek. Part of your chiyuv is to go and check. So when I check place A, I did my mitzvah. Now there's a new mitzvah. There's not a new mitzvah. There's one long mitzvah, which is a mechayev you to go to every place that you have and find and see if there's chametz there. So the halicha is all part of the responsibility that you have in your chiyuv of bedikah. So in that sense, it's not considered a hefsek. Okay. Whereas the person puts on a talus katan at home, when he walks to shul, he puts on a talus gadol. So I made a bracha before. My bracha, my talus katan should go. My talus gadol. Halicha is a hefsek. Okay. Because each bag is a separate mitzvah. I shouldn't have gave it. The Maisa Armina gives a person gets up in the morning and they're planning to go straight. When people go out of their house for davening, that person is going to put on his talis katan and they go straight to shul, put on his talis katan and start davening. We don't make minigas not to make a separate bracha on the talis katan because you'll be making a bracha on the talis katan very shortly with intent to, and that'll cover the talis katan as well. If there's going to be a time lapse, you're going to learn first in shul or you're going to stay home for a little bit before you go, then you should make a bracha on your talis katan. So much I say a morning shir. So now already the zman for the talis katan for the is a mishiyakar is before the shir. So I make a bracha on my talis katan, say the shir, and afterwards I make a bracha on talis katan. There's a good 40-minute hefsek, assuming I'm on time. A 40-minute hefsek between the two things, so I need to make a bracha on the talis katan separately. When I was waking up and just davening straight, so on Sunday mornings, so I'm not going to make a bracha on the talis katan, I'll make a bracha on the talis katan in a few moments. So Rav Moshe says in a tshuva, I think it's Rav Moshe. No, it's a Mishnah Berurah, I think, that in that situation where you're going to be making a bracha on the talis katan very, very shortly after, it's just better to wait to make a bracha for both. Okay, if the Baal HaBayis wants, he can make a proxy with multiple members of his household. Yamin bin Beisa, Buadin Acher Shenim bin Beisa. It doesn't have to be someone from his household. It can be an outsider as well. It's a din shlichus. Al Dibra Ba'eva, Kedisa B'Shas, the Yesh Mekar Mishas Sarkim Livtuk. The reason why we mentioned the case of Bnei Ba'eis is because that was a more common scenario that they would be there. But the truth is, Tefer Shigamora, that you could actually hire people to do bedika for you. It means these were not members of your household. But the person should totally opt out of the mitzvah and have others do the mitzvah of bedika is not appropriate because we have a concept of mitzvah boy, yosimu b'shluchai. V'nei medina yachol lismach v'bedika, fil al noshim avadim. Who can you deputize over here? So the lach is by the rabbonons, that a woman can do a bedika and come back and say I did the bedika and she's neman. Ever the same. Well, shifcha nachris shalona, but we say eved, we mean a Jewish eved, not a non-Jewish person. Uktanim, v'kol mokom lachatkil nachon shal yismach el al anashim b'nei chorin shigil l'chal mitzvos. Telling me, it should be men, it should be male, which are not avodim, and they definitely have a status of halachic adults. The fish abedika kelchasa yesh matar gadol ishal Hashem yisatzu meivdu kuyav. So there's a concern that that the people will not search as well as they're supposed to do. So a person who has the maturity and the responsibility of understanding the depth of halacha and the maturity will be careful to do the bedikah properly, but otherwise we're concerned. I seem to recall maybe it's Rosh Shlomo Zalman. Rosh Shlomo Zalman said, you know, we'll talk about nowadays, we clean beforehand a large amount. So that acts as a discouragement to people from doing a bedika properly. Out of the check, I'm sure there's not coming out. I cleaned here. So that itself is part of the concern that people will not take the bedika seriously and do it in the appropriate way. So he should gather these deputies. They'll all be yotzei with the bracha of the balabais. They'll say amen, and then they can check multiple houses based on this one bracha. A smach bracha zu. Balabais and a bread of klal mitzav alacha divdik. Oisachar mevorach tavi kishlucha gamling in a bracha. So the person can deputize the bracha to somebody else as well. As a matter of fact, if he's not doing any bedika himself. So he should not be making the bracha. Somebody else who's doing the bedikah should make the bracha. Okay. Fine. There is a discussion in halacha if you make a person a shliach on a bracha. So the point over here doesn't mean he's a shliach on the bracha. He's a shliach on the mitzvah of bedikah. And since he's the one who now has the responsibility for the mitzvah bedika, similarly he can make a bracha. Shemir balabayis v'im loy. Now, so they are checking these multiple places based on the bracha of the balabayis. Let's say they weren't there. V'im lo shamu ha-brachasa. If they were not present when he made the bracha, so l'chadchila ein l'shalchem livdik. He should not send people to be bedik who didn't make the bracha. It's like doing the mitzvah without a bracha. So he's halfway through the bracha, he has to go to the store. He says, Yaakov, come here, do me a favor, go to the store for me and check my store. He says, Yaakov, I didn't hear your bracha. Don't worry about it, it's okay. It's not okay. Because it becomes that the store is being nivdak without a birchas mitzvah. If a person finds it difficult to complete the full bedika. He started with intent to, let's say, finish. He made a bracha by himself, and then he realized in the middle that he can't keep doing this. So he wants to have somebody else to do for him, but that other person didn't hear the bracha. He says, no. Yochel v'akash l'achash yisienu. V'yisachar enon tzarech l'vorech. Shekol ha-bedika mitzahachas hi v'kvar be'erach balabai salam. So the balabai's made a bracha already on this mitzvah. So there's no need for the new Boydek who's taking over to make a bracha. Now, so Mr. Burr brings this issue of the minhag of putting down petisim, putting down the pieces of bread. Now, so Mr. Burr addresses a few points. Don't use chametz which is going to crumble and then end up spreading out and be hard to find, then you have all these crumbs of chametz in your house. That's not a smart idea. Don't place it in a place where children can get to it, and they're going to start playing with it and making a mess out of it. And then it'll be hard to find all of the crumbs of it. And the same thing, if that'll be true, if the achborim, if the rats can get to it. So it's going to be problematic that you might end up creating a problem that will break off some of it. If it'll crumble, they'll slap it elsewhere in your house, and then you have chametz else in your house. The Ramah says, we're not makbid on this. So Ramah brings, there's such a minhag, there is a minhag like that, but if you didn't do it, it's not makbid. Umiyu. So the first opinion said it's a bracha lebatol otherwise. Okay, Rav Moshe says it's not a bracha lebatol. The mitzvah is not to find, the mitzvah is to look. So I didn't find anything. Okay, but the mitzvah wasn't to find, the mitzvah was to look. If you looked well, you did your mitzvah. Chalak al zeh, the ain kan chashash bruch lavatola, the chenu ha-mitzah liv doi kachomitzah l'chapis acharov, shema yimsa, rim lo yimot yimsa, ema kach klum. The mitzvah is not to find chomitz, the mitzvah is to look. So if you didn't find chomitz, not a problem. Okay. Point number one. V'taz kazav oi, the bruch ha-koyal mashi yivar l'mocher b'vare, mashi yishay min chilot, so you'd have food you're going to burn tomorrow. The bracha is abir chomitz. Oh, it's a bracha matala. But Chazal said you're making the bracha now for that which you do beer tomorrow. So it's not a bracha matala. This bracha is the bracha on the destruction of tomorrow, which you're going to do because you have chomitz left over. So I didn't find any chomitz. Okay, that's okay. But the bracha is not a bracha matala. I'll show you a mask, I'll show you a mask, I'll show you a mask, I'll show you. So the Chachamim agree, Mikra didn't like this opinion, the second opinion of the Ramah, that it's not a problem of Bracha Levatol. Comes along the Mishnah Berurah, and the Mishnah Berurah says a fascinating thing. He says, "Baimechak Yaakov shekasad lingvam, welcome ein kadal levat the minig sheyisrael." But the Ramah says it's a minig. So he's saying, you know what? It's a minig shtus. They did it because they're worried about a bracha levatola. They don't understand the whole concept. It's not a bracha levatola. Don't worry about it. It's not a. The mice is a minig. So don't be involved in the minig. Why? Right? Shom shenosin tomim la minig. So the Chak Yaakov says, I'll give you some other reasons for this minig besides what you're saying. We got my rizal kosev minig zeh. The Rizal says it should be, the Shulchan did not say it's 10 pieces. That's from the Rizal. And that's based on, you know, the Kabbalistic concepts of the number 10. You don't want to lose any of them. You know, you come back, I've only found 9 out of the 10. You don't want to be in that situation. Now, it's interesting. Then the Sharchuba adds another kanech. That preferably each piece to be less than a kazayas. So this way, if the person ends up not finding one of the pieces, this about your Rabbi Yamotze is only on a kazayas. So somewhere in my house, I don't know where, there is this big blob of chomets that I put my son put out before the bedika, and I couldn't find it, and now I'm by Rabbi Yamotze. Leave a piece, which is less than a kazayas. So worst comes to worst, you don't find it. No. It's not an aver because it wasn't a kazayas. Okay. So the Shar Chuba brings that minig. Preferably, the piece should be less than a kazayas. Now, let's go back a step. If the whole reason why I'm doing this bedika and putting these things out is because I want to chew bracha levatola, because otherwise you don't find any chametz, it's a bracha levatola. Because you need to destroy the chametz. I'm not mechuyev to destroy it unless it's a kazayas. So I put out 10 pieces, each one is microscopic. Right? So I came the minig. And it's not a bracha levatola. Yes, it is a bracha levatola. According to that opinion, it's a bracha levatola. It has to be enough chametz was found that you have a chiyev to destroy it. So it has to be at least a kazayas total. Each piece should be less than a kazayas. But you have to make sure that they're not so small that you don't have a kazayas total, which means otherwise you're back to square one. I found a half a kazayas for the chametz in my house. So Mel, I'm not a bracha levatola because I found something. That's not the point, because you found something you have a chi of beer on. And you make your dinner a chi of beer unless it's a kazayas. Minaraisu. So it should be at least a combination of a kazayas totally. But each one should be trying, they should try and make them small, less than a kazayas. Now, the Sharatzian adds a kenech over here in Sivkot and Yud Beis. And then we'll stop. So the Sharatzian Yud Beis. Piskei Tshuva, Hevi B'Shem Emek Halacha, Techayom Sheminig L'chabit Elnakos Abayish Mikol Chashash Chomet Shkarim Lo Yudalat, Yesh L'Minig Zeh Yisoyed Medina, Ayin Shem. He argues that Bisman, that they didn't do this very, very intense cleaning process. They, we'll see later on, the Ramah says that How long should cleaning for Pesach take? The Rambam says, in the afternoon of the 13th, you clean up the house a little bit. So this way, the nighttime, you can do a bedika. So the Rambam's cleaning for Pesach lasted the day, not even the 24 hours, but from the morning before bedika. So in that world, you're going to find chametz, and I really have a chiyuv to be bedik. I cleaned everything out. You could argue that even though this place was a makom shemenichs of chametz, but by this act of cleaning it out so well, I've changed its status to a makom which doesn't have chametz in it. So I'm being bedik. So now it's a bracha levatola possibly. So nowadays that we do such a nikui yisodi. Such a very, very foundational type of a cleaning process. It's potentially a chashash, he says, that maybe it's considered as if these places are no longer a place where chametz would normally be found. And therefore, there's no real chi of bdika mikra adin. So nowadays, putting on the temp sisim is mikra adin. That's the argument that the Pisket Shuvah brings some of the emek halach. The minhag of the mice was not to put it out. The Gra did not put out the ten. He says that the mitzvah is to look. So as long as you're looking. And I cleaned. Since Allah says, we'll see later around that cleaning that cannot replace the chiyah b'dikah which Chazal were mechayev of me. So right there. It means that's very nice you clean, but the Chazal said b'dikah has to be done in a certain way at nighttime with an air, etc., etc. And you didn't do that. So you're still chayev of b'dikah. So I'm chayev of b'dikah. It's not a brachah. The rabbi said, through the rabbi, do b'dikah. So that's a brachah levatalah. No, it's not. The rabbi said, you have to do it. So I'm doing what the rabbi said. Why do you make a bracha under abundance? Because the rabbi told me. So it's the same thing over here. So the Gra holds that it's not necessary. And he personally did not do this minhag. But the Sharatian does bring that there's an argument that nowadays maybe it would be more arguably more of a reason that you have to do it. Okay, everybody, so let's stop here.